Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just achieved a remarkable feat, securing the third position globally in renewable energy installed capacity, a testament to its growing commitment to sustainable development. This achievement is significant because it surpasses Brazil and trails only China and the USA, the world's first and second positions, respectively. What makes this significant is that India's total non-fossil fuel capacity has reached 283.46 gigawatts as of 31st March 2026, which includes 274.68 gigawatts from renewables and 8.78 gigawatts from nuclear power. Note this carefully, the breakdown of India's non-fossil fuel capacity is crucial for understanding its energy landscape. A record 55.3 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity was added in FY 2025-26, the highest annual addition India has ever achieved. But why does this matter? This massive addition signifies India's accelerating efforts to shift towards renewable energy sources. Remember this number, 55.3 gigawatts, as it reflects the country's determination to meet its renewable energy targets. Building on this, India's renewable energy targets are ambitious, aiming for 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030. At the current trajectory of approximately 55 gigawatts per year addition, India is on track to meet this target. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means India is poised to become a global leader in renewable energy, aligning with its commitment to reducing carbon emissions. Now let us turn to the historical context of India's renewable energy journey. The International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA, that is the International Renewable Energy Agency, has been tracking India's progress. India's solar journey is particularly noteworthy, as it crossed the 100 gigawatt solar milestone in FY 2024-25, a goal initially set for 2022 but achieved 2 years later. This is still historically significant, as it demonstrates India's capacity to scale up its renewable energy production. Crucially, the 150 gigawatts mark in 2026 reflects accelerating deployment of solar energy in India. The PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, launched in February 2024, provides up to 300 units of free electricity per month and subsidized rooftop solar for 1 crore households. This scheme is a major driver of distributed solar capacity, promoting the adoption of renewable energy at the grassroots level. First, the National Solar Mission, which is part of the National Action Plan on Climate Change, or NAAC, set an original target of 20 gigawatts by 2022. This target was later revised to 100 gigawatts and then to 280 gigawatts by 2030. The mission is implemented through the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE. What makes this mission significant is its role in driving India's solar energy growth. And here is something that surprises many students: the Production-Linked Incentive, or PLI, for solar PV, which is a 19,500 crore scheme for high-efficiency solar PV manufacturing, launched in 2022. This scheme targets manufacturing 65 gigawatts of solar modules annually and addresses India's dependence on Chinese solar imports. It is worth pausing here to note that this initiative aims to boost domestic solar manufacturing, reducing reliance on foreign imports. It is also worth mentioning the Green Hydrogen Mission, which has a 19,744 crore outlay and targets producing 5 million tons of green hydrogen by 2030. This mission uses renewable electricity to produce hydrogen, providing a zero-carbon industrial fuel. So what exactly changed with the introduction of this mission? It marked a significant step towards decarbonizing India's industrial sector. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's total non-fossil fuel capacity is 283.46 gigawatts, which includes 274.68 gigawatts from renewables and 8.78 gigawatts from nuclear power. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but remember that India added a record 55.3 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity in FY 2025-26. This is a favorite prelims fact. India's renewable energy capacity is growing rapidly. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The keywords to focus on are IRENA 2026, renewable energy capacity, India's third position globally, solar 150 gigawatts, NDC 500 gigawatts, PM Surya Ghar, Net Zero 2070, Panchamrit, PLI Solar Manufacturing, Green Hydrogen Mission, and Wine Energy Record. These terms are crucial for understanding India's renewable energy landscape and its implications for the country's development and environmental goals. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to remember that India's renewable energy targets and achievements are closely tied to its international commitments, such as the Paris Agreement. This is a critical aspect of India's environmental and foreign policy, reflecting its commitment to sustainable development and reducing carbon emissions. In conclusion, India's achievement of becoming the third country globally in renewable energy installed capacity marks a significant milestone in its journey towards sustainable development, underscoring its commitment to reducing carbon emissions and promoting renewable energy sources, which is crucial for the country's environmental and economic future.